And I'm John Norton. This is Morning Edition from NPR on 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. Brianna Rivera-Thompson says she didn't understand she was black until a few years ago. The 27-year-old speech pathology grad student at ISU spoke with WGLT for the series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. Rivera-Thompson identifies as biracial. She says her father is black and mother white, but she was raised by her mother and white stepfather.
I was never raised to see color. I wasn't raised feeling like I was the outsider, quote unquote, compared to my family members. It just has been the last couple years that I think it's an identity thing. I really started to identify who I am. To say that I didn't know that I wasn't black sounds kind of silly, but I think it's kind of a little bit true. I didn't know my black side. I had close relations with my grandmother, my biological father's mother. And so obviously I knew she's black. I know that side of my family is black, but I didn't have as close relationships with them as I do with my white side.
So when did you begin to want to explore your black side?
Honestly, it's gone back and forth. I was scared. I think I was scared.
Scared to what?
To get to know that other side. I feel like I was maybe raised to be kind of scared of those that looked like me. I don't know how it sounds, but I felt uncomfortable being in a group of black people. I felt like I was the outsider when in fact I probably blended in just fine, but I felt like I did not belong. All my friends are white. I had 12 bridesmaids in my wedding, and outside of them being related to Andres or some sort of affiliation with my husband, they were all white. That's no problem to me, but until recently, when things started happening around the world, my eyes have become completely open to the idea of how I was raised, whether good or bad, how I want to raise my children going forward. And there was just a lot of learning and education that I still needed to now take upon myself being 27 years old and learn.
So you said recently.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Like in the last year, 6 years ago, 10 years ago?
Well, I've been dating my husband now. In August, it'll be 8 years. We met at ISU, and he is black and Puerto Rican. He's not the first black man that I've dated. I dated black men in high school. Being around him, being around his social light, going to maybe different functions held on ISU's campus that I probably wouldn't have gone to if it wasn't for him, that is when I really started to open my eyes that, okay, me feeling this anxiety, me feeling this way that I do towards black individuals, which was I'm better than you, I don't identify as you kind of situation, which is not how I think should have thought, ever thought, but feel like I was raised to feel that some sort of better than you personality. That is not me at all. And so I would, to answer your question, I would say it's been an evolving last 8 years, but it's really started to hit just this last couple months when I'm starting to accept that I was wrong in my thinking and educate myself and change. I want to be a new person. I want to have a new light on what I've been thinking for the past 26 years.
You said it was an evolution. Were there some markers in there where you went, I got to rethink how I think about things?
I've been listening to podcasts, Brené Brown. She's amazing. I've been reading more, and a light bulb just went off. I can't say that there was a certain instance or certain thought other than I need to rechange the way that I'm thinking. Because if there's any sort of me raising any sort of kids in the next future, I need to get myself aligned before I even think about being able to raise them properly.
So you were raised a certain way.
Sure.
To think of race as a certain way, and you were raised by people of a different race.
Yes.
What have the conversations been like now since your evolution has brought you to where you are right now?
They've been deep. They've been heavy. They've been tearful. But they've been positive. I have felt nothing but love and support from my family. but there's still a lot of conversation that needs to be done.
Brianna Rivera Thompson of Normal speaking with WGLT for the series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. A lot more of this conversation and all the stories in this series are available right now at WGLT.org.